This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
LIFT Philanthropy Partners is a venture philanthropy organization that works to accelerate the growth and impact of selected nonprofit organizations. Now, LIFT Philanthropy Partners is part of the legacy of the 2010 Vancouver Olympic Winter Games. LIFT is supporting the development of a not-for-profit project called Take a Hike Youth at Risk Foundation. Take a Hike partners with the Vancouver School Board to operate an alternative education program for at-risk youth. And this is at John Oliver Secondary School. We're joined on the phone by Jadine Williams and Sonia Jensen, who are both with Take a Hike Youth Foundation. Welcome to People First Radio, both of you.
Thank you
for having us.
Jadine, let's start with you. You're the executive director at Take a Hike. How does the project work?
So it's an alternative education program. It's a full-time school program. So our students, instead of going to mainstream school, all of the students have tried mainstream school, and for whatever reason, it wasn't working for them. Each student has a different story, and so instead, they're at an alternate, and that's with us. Now, Take a Hike, the staff, we've got seven staff in there with 40 students, two classrooms of students in grade 10, 11, and 12, and a lot of it is the relationship that is able to be built with such a small ratio.
What are some of the activities then? Obviously, it's more than hiking, although that's in the name of the title of the project. Give us a sense of what you do with youth.
Sure. In any given week, our students spend approximately 3.5 days on core academics, and those are the same academics that other high schoolers are doing here in British Columbia. Those the academic time might be in the classroom, on certain field trips, or on some of our other expeditions. So that's 3.5 days. Half a day they spend giving back to the community, and that's one of the core focuses of our program as well, is our students give back to the community that is giving to them. They do things like work soup kitchens or tree planting or other environmental activities to give back. Then our students spend one full day every single week in nature, hiking, rock climbing, kayaking, mountain biking, a number of different things to help them get prepared for the three multi-day expeditions they do every year. And that could be anything from a 10-day kayaking trip in Desolation Sound, a 7-day hiking trip in the Chilcotin Mountains. We do snowshoeing trips every winter where our students build their own snow caves that they sleep in. And so those students that are going on those trips, that's kind of where the magic happens on those trips, where some of those barriers and the walls that they've put up from different things that are going on in their lives are broken down.
Jadine, I visited your website, takeahikefoundation.org, and I saw that some of the program staff are actually called therapists. Tell us more about the therapeutic aspects of being in the outdoors, just a short description of that.
Sure. Now, the clinical therapists, we have two full-time clinical therapists that are actually funded by the generous donors that support our foundation. And those therapists, they spend time with our students in the classroom every single day, as well as on those expeditions. And I'll give you an example. Our first trip of this year, a 10-day trip, two of our students, day three of the trip, day four of the trip, were going through some serious withdrawal, and these were new students. And when they're going through a drug withdrawal, you know, a lot is going on for them, and having those clinical therapists there is a really big, important part of our program. So there's that aspect of being there when everything kind of breaks down for a student, but also having nature there. One of our therapists is always saying nature is his co-therapist. Having the environment and fresh air and being away from the city and away from normal life for these students is just so impactful.
Sonia Jensen, you're the expansion lead at Take a Hike.
Yes.
What does that mean? Tell us more about the focus of your work.
Sure. Well, I recently just stepped down in May from the president and chair role of the Take a Hike Foundation, and we've been really fortunate to have LIFT Philanthropy Partners come on board as a partner for 3 years to support us to expand this really amazing programming into additional communities. So what Jadine was just explaining, the impact of our program on the youth at risk who are involved, we want to be able to broaden our reach and to share that same programming with additional communities in British Columbia to start, and then ideally across the country. And we've had no shortage of communities and school districts calling us to find out more. And so my role is now stepping down as president of the foundation. I'm focusing full time on how to make expansion a reality and working with LIFT in their offices and with their expertise and support to make sure that we can set up new communities successfully right from the get-go.
And where are you at in that process? Have you identified additional communities, or have additional communities come forward and asked to be considered?
Yes, absolutely. We are talking with a number of communities right now, and what's really interesting is it's a process. So we're quite involved with a couple of communities and working through a community assessment, because it's a very collaborative program, as Jadine was explaining too. I mean, we're not just working with therapists, we're working with teachers, and we're also working with the school district in the areas. So we are exploring the potential with a couple of communities, and ideally we'll be able to announce who will be the first true expansion Take a Hike program in the coming months. And what we've been doing so far is we've been receiving sort of outreach from communities versus going out proactively and talking to people about Take a Hike. So it just shows that there's quite a need out there. And as we're all hearing every year with budget cuts and you know, things that are happening where the resources just we know are not available to a lot of school districts for at-risk programming, and they may have some programs that exist, but realize that perhaps there's another niche, and a Take a Hike program could be a much better fit for some of the students that aren't finding a fit in any of those other programs. So we're looking now at how can we support the highest need communities first, and try to support them to put something in place that's going to be a safety net for their youth at risk, where one may right now not exist at all.
If you had to go out into communities and, I guess, drum up interest in this project, which it seems you don't have to do, what would you say is the key strength of this project? What would the selling points be?
That's such a good question. There's so many unique features about Take a Hike, and I have to apologize. I've just stepped out of an event, so you'll hear I'm outside and can hear the birds and whatnot, so my apologies. But there's a number of features that make Take a Hike very, very unique, and one of the reasons why I was attracted to supporting the program 6 years ago when I came on board with our board of directors. And I think it's the combination of the academics are still a key focus, the therapy component, we have the community involvement piece. And Jadine, remind me now what I'm missing here.
The adventure-based learning.
Of course. Thank you. And I knew there was one main priority I'm missing. With all four of those components together and with that really unique experiential learning opportunity, what we find is when the youth come into this program, they're not just coming into an academic high school program. What they're stepping into is it's a set of infrastructure and supports that probably don't already exist in their life. And so for many of the students who don't have that safety net at home, where most of us would have that, they're stepping into this family sort of situation where the staff in Take a Hike, and we have the therapists, the teachers, we have youth and family workers, and an adventure-based learning specialist. They all really step in and support these students in a way that they've never been supported before. And where most of youth at risk programming, I think, may recognize there are some gaps is that their students are often going home to some negative situations, or perhaps they're in foster care. And so while they're in the program, they're getting some support. But when they're stepping out of the program, that doesn't exist anymore, and they're going right back into a negative environment. What is also quite unique about Take a Hike is that our therapists are working with the families as well, and they're incorporating their caregivers or their guardians into the therapeutic process so that when they leave at the end of the day or at the end of the school year, they're going to have some additional infrastructure and support that's available to them outside of this program as well. And it's such a collaborative process that the school district's involved. We have other community groups that are involved. We have groups that come in and help with our outings, our expeditions, who are volunteering. And so these youth are being also, they're more aware of positive role models. They're also getting collaboration and support from tutors who are coming in and volunteering their time. It's just a really interesting community. It's so much more than just a program. And so that's why, too, our expansion efforts for us, we need a partnership with a group like LIFT to make this happen, because it really does take a lot of different groups of people to come together to have a really successful program. And we've learned quite a bit from our 12-year experience and want to be able to share that now.
People First Radio is a program about people, the society in which we live, and the issues related to health and wellness. Coming to you on CHOY 101.7 FM and streaming at CHOY.ca.
Not every student fits into the mainstream school system. Students in the Take a Hike program often struggle with issues that have inhibited their success in the mainstream school system. Issues like drug and alcohol addiction, physical and mental abuse, criminal activity, low self-esteem, depression, or trauma. Take a Hike is a full-time alternative education program operating in Vancouver that engages at-risk youth through a unique combination of adventure-based learning, academics, counseling, and community involvement. We're joined on the phone by Jadeen Williams and Sonia Jensen of Take a Hike Youth at Risk Foundation. Jadeen Williams, this project is being supported by LIFT Philanthropy Partners. We know that now. It's part of the legacy of the Vancouver 2010 Winter Olympics. Tell us a little bit more about the relationship between your organization and LIFT. What kinds of things can LIFT do for Take a Hike?
I think that might be a question better answered by Sonia, if you don't mind, Kevin.
Sure.
And I'm happy to respond to that, Kevin, because I'm working with LIFT day in, day out now. And this expansion project would not be possible without their support. What they are bringing to the table is, for Take a Hike, being a small Vancouver-based nonprofit, is really remarkable. We have expertise and experience and resources now that are available to us, you know, through every step of our expansion process, which is, I mean, everything from expertise in terms of setting in place new metrics for our programming so that we have better, you know, statistics at the end of the school year around how this program is impacting the youth that are involved so that we can take that to new communities. Everything from that to, you know, how do we actually make this logistically happen, and looking at best practices and other nonprofits and research and experience that we wouldn't have necessarily had access to or the funds to research in the past. So we have 3 years now where we have full-time support from LIFT to make this possible, and their support has really been nothing short of remarkable. It's anything we need, they're available for, and that type of expertise is really difficult to come by. We feel quite fortunate to have this partnership in place.
Jadeen, tell us a little more, let's say from the management and leadership perspective, tell us a little bit more about the relationship among philanthropy, innovation, and social need, and how that's all been knit together here in this project.
I think that I've been with Take a Hike now for 2 years, and one of my very, very first meetings when I first came to Take a Hike was with 2010 Legacies now at that time. And it really took quite some time for us to all work together and realize that it was a perfect fit. I think what LIFT Philanthropy Partners is doing is very similar to some other organizations in terms of not trying to solve problems on your own. It's using the community and bringing people together to do great things in the community. And I think that, you know, as Sonia shared, we're grateful to be a part of that.
We have just a moment left in our conversation today. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add. Sonia Jensen.
You know, I think I want to just say thank you on behalf of the Take a Hike Foundation for this opportunity to talk about the program and the great work that's happening. You know, our staff are remarkable and are so passionate about the work that they do. And I would just encourage anyone who's listening, if you're interested in Take a Hike and what the program is doing and how it might be of support in your own community, to reach out to us and certainly check out our website. We have a page on expansion there. The other piece that I would put out is, you know, we really live by donation, and we are still here 12 years later because we have so many incredible individual donors, corporate donors, who make it possible for us to continue in partnership with the school district. So, you know, if you're looking for a cause and you're looking for something that has great impact, I would really encourage you to think about donating to Take a Hike.
Jadeen, is there anything else you'd like to add in the last couple moments here?
I think what Sonia said was perfect, and I think what's really big on our mind right now with the 2010 Legacies now talking about that is Clara Hughes, who is one of our ambassadors. She donated her $10,000 bronze medal bonus to Take a Hike, and we just hope she does so well in the Olympics in London.
Thanks very much to both of you for taking the time to join us. It was much appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jadeen Williams is Executive Director, and Sonia Jensen is Expansion Lead at Take a Hike Youth at Risk Foundation. You can find out more about Take a Hike at their website, takeahikefoundation.org. You can find out more about Lyft and their current projects online at lyftpartners.ca.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.